We keep hearing about downside pressure in stocks on account of rising U.S. yields, but at the same time, it's been rather odd to see the U.S. dollar not wanting to be rallying back on that same news. We're having a hard time reconciling all of this, and perhaps it could have something to do with the improved pandemic recovery outlook around the globe. But we think if the risk liquidation shows signs of intensifying this week, we could start to see the U.S. dollar come roaring back. Economic data hasn't been much of a factor in markets, but we should talk about the solid German IFO reads earlier today, which may have helped prop the euro just a bit. And over in the UK, there's been a lot of good cheer around plans to work back towards normal life with Boris Johnson to release the government's roadmap out of lockdown. Looking ahead, we get the Chicago Fed National Activity Index, a speech from ECB Lagarde, and Dallas Fed Manufacturing. That's all for now.